The story behind the title, Pass Me Your Shoes. It happened on the Hawaiian leg of our honeymoon during a stopover on our flight from New Zealand to Florida. We stayed at a hotel on the beachfront of Waikiki and slept to the soft purr of the rolling surf. Romance was in the air after a luau where I was adorned with a lei made of fragrant yellow alima flowers, and we were serenaded with the Hawaiian wedding song. However, our ideas of how to continue the romance were quite different. I thought it would be romantic to walk back to our hotel along the beach. Bobby preferred to walk on the sidewalk along the main road. As a Floridian, Bobby saw no special attraction in traversing sand and surf, but to please his bride, he agreed. I also wanted to walk barefoot and enjoy the warm water caressing our feet, while Bobby preferred to wear his shoes and socks. He was reluctant to go anywhere near the water because he did not want to get his shoes wet. Again, for the sake of his bride, he took off his shoes and socks and walked with me hand in hand as the water lapped our feet. He perked up when the skyline of Waikiki and Diamond Head presented a perfect backdrop for a photo of me in the sparkling water. But it was not long before romance and perfection took a dive. With the roar of three waves piling one on top of the other, I let go of Bobby's hand, lifted my dress, and braced for the crashing waves. Regrettably, Bobby anticipated nothing. His first indication of trouble was when he found himself flailing prostrate in the swirling waves and clawing in the sand to resist the undertow threatening to pull him out to sea. He wondered if I was looking for evidence of his demise when he heard me calling out, "Pass me your shoes! Pass me your shoes!" It was nothing so sinister. My first thought was to salvage his shoes since he had been so adamant about not getting them wet. I helped Bobby to his feet and noticed something far worse than wet shoes. Salt water was streaming out of the camera case still hanging around his neck. His camera was ruined. I captured the moment on my cheap camera and titled the picture, Total Trauma. Somehow Bobby's photo of me on Waikiki Beach survived the salt water. We call it the $200 picture because it represents the replacement cost of the camera, not the value of the subject matter. Little did we know that this incident was a picture of the many flat-on-your-face moments, followed by helping one another back to our feet, we would experience during our marriage.